according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even when my mom's around, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and maybe 10 minutes? Let's just call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're still working on it. But until then, I've mentioned to you a couple times now that my mother came to town. She's still here. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. She and I have not spent more than 2 consecutive nights together since I moved out of the house. Way back in 1984? Five. Somewhere around there. But it's going swimmingly. We're doing all kinds of things and all kinds of nothing. And it's the best that it can be. So tonight we're going to take a look at many of the things, not all of the things, but many of the things that we have done and still have yet to do while my mom Rachel is here at Babyland. And it's all for your enjoyment. You know everything I do is. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice. Mama's mixing mustard.
Mustard?
Mama's fixing hot dogs.
I love them hot dogs.
Sizzling dogs and mustard with pop on ice. Go nice. Bunch beer, root beer, strawberry, lemon and lime, and cherry, orange, pop, sarsaparilla. Me thinks I'll take vanilla. Mama's in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice.
Thank you.
lime, and cherry, orange, pops, and sarsaparilla. Me thinks I'll take vanilla. Mama's in the kitchen. Mama's in the
picture. Ah, picture that.
Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice. Poor mama's baking biscuits. Poor mama's boiling rice. Beneath the climbing higher on the kitchen stove fire. Pop up is cooling off on ice. Mama's in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mama's in the
kitchen.
Mama's in the kitchen, but we've got pop on ice.
I read a lot nowadays, much more than before. You left me high and dry in a loveless land with nothing but time on my hand. I read a lot, not just magazines, but other more serious things to get me through the day, nighttime too, whilst wondering how in the world to go on without you. Lonely isn't the word for me now. Blue doesn't describe it somehow. I read a lot, I can't put it down, while others are painting the town, you'll find me in a world of fantasy, population one. So if you ask me how I stop contemplating what I now have not, I'll reply, I read a lot.
Looking good this year. song is just for you, little kitty.
Nice kitty, nice kitty.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Oh, woe is me, what goes with me? I hate this living I've chose for me.
Tired of meeting misery, should have never roamed and left that home cooking.
Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam.
I climb this hill, I try this dale, and then I step on a rusty nail.
Never even get no mail, she's so far from all that goes with home cooking, home cooking.
I'm afraid I should have stayed at home.
With a porch light, screen door, banner from Niagara Falls, green grass, lawnmower, home sweet home up on the wall. That's
home cooking,
home cooking. Quiet life's quite the life for me.
Al, I want to keep him in my corral, but he says he's just a pal. Never comes around to try my home cooking, home cooking. Life is cruel, I was a fool to roam.
When I go out, the sun goes in, the rain comes down and soaks my skin. Jonah is my next of kin. Down the luck, I should have stuck with home cooking, home cooking. I'm afraid I should have stayed at home.
With the crickets chatting, summer nights you sit on the lawn, dog wants patting, 9 o'clock you start to yawn. That's
home cooking,
home cooking.
Quiet life's quite the life for me.
Rock of Ages on the organ, Thanksgiving every day.
Be it ever so humble, give me that home cooking, and I'll never go.
My ticket calls for Jasper Falls, I'm heading home and I'm gonna stay.
Bye. The night was so exciting. The smile was so inviting. Then you touched my cheek with his fingertips. Softly, softly, we met with our lips. Whatever happened to the boy that I once knew? The boy who said he'd be true. Oh, what will happen to the life I gave? Walking in the rain. The night was so
was a red tomato surrounded by some bush, and to reach that red tomato you always have to push. My red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is if you have the right size stick. Bushes were very stubborn, wouldn't let the red fruit go. They say anyone to pick that fruit, then the right size stick must show. So, my red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if there was the right size stick. Pick that golden fruit, but they push smile and say quite quick, mister, you haven't got the right size stick. So my red tomato, my right tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is if you have the right size stick. Not a moment did he lose. He traveled to the garden to try his luck. That red tomato he would like to pluck. So, my red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if you have the right size. Pluck very quick. The bush said that was a perfect take. You didn't even give me time to shave. So, my red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato if you have the right size.
Sunday, big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you've got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the front of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores. There's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating. You're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting. Then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. New York on Sunday. Big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. And if you've got trouble, go take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores. There's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating. You're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting. Then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
Early one Sunday, well anyway, early for me, as I slid from my double bed, what could I see? Standing outside as the night turned to dawn, there was a man who I didn't know digging my lawn. Was it her husband I pondered, or was he a crook? Why was he taking car numbers down in a book? I started to ring and I rung 99. Nine you must not, she said. She was half German, half out of bed. Which half was which doesn't have to be said.
About There's nothing on my calendar and nobody coming by, and I love it. People are asking for too many videos now, and Zoom talks and podcasts. I guess people are bored. I say, maybe I'm just going to walk out in my garden. My friend, who's into real estate, helped me get this building. He sent me an era photograph of this area from the 1930s, and it was all orange groves. I thought, well, I've got this little place in back here, I'm not going to use it, so I kind of sliced it in half and made it into an orange grove. I always wanted an orange grove. The trees are producing now, and I get raccoons here now. I get skunks. I don't get rattlesnakes or coyote. They come in and taste the fruit, but they don't really mess with the citrus too much. I call it a grove, but I don't actually know what a grove is, so it's not really a grove. It's about 20 trees, so that's not that many. I'm exaggerating when I call it a grove, so I'll just call it a garden. I've also got 4 avocados back there, and for some reason, they're not producing this year. Something weird happened. I tried to read up on it. Sometimes the avocados will get these little fruits on them, and they'll be as big as your thumb, but then they'll just drop off. I don't know. It's good that I'm not a commercial farmer. Mother Nature will throw you a curve one way or another.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And these are some things that I did, will do, or maybe didn't do at all with my mother during her visit to Babyland over these few weeks. It's been lovely having her. I wish I could get her on the air right now, but she's taking a nap. That's the sweetest thing ever. But so much more silliness left to go. Then, of course, we've got the radio obituaries coming up shortly after the midnight hour. So let's just get right back to it, because there's tons of it to get to right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Edley swam the channel, what a splash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted flash. But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Ah, literature. There's nothing like sitting home nights at the fireplace with a pipe, a dog, and a good book at your feet. But if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believe me, they're out there just for appearance. I press an awful lot of butterflies. My literary appetite is stupendous. They don't write them quick enough for me. The book of the month didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the week. The book of the week didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the day. The book of the hour, the book of the minute. But that wasn't even fast enough. So far this week, I've read 6 books that haven't been written yet. But I'm not confined to home reading. I once spent 2 weeks in a library. I would have been out of there sooner, but I buried my nose in a book and forgot which book I buried it in. A dilemma. Why, on the first page of this book, they printed the author's name, and right underneath it was his private phone number. Copyright 1939. But I'm going to send it back. I've been dialing that number for 4 months, and nobody has answered. Nevertheless, while perusing through the library, I found the classic I was looking for. It wasn't the Encyclopedia Britannia. It wasn't Forever Umbriago. It was a book that was 3,857 pages thick. And I'm glad I took it. It fits perfectly under the short leg of my pool table. It wasn't a history. I know because it had no plot, it wasn't a mystery. Because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Yes, one of these days I'm gonna do it again.
Squirrel Gardens is full of squirrels. But there is someone who does not belong there who is there. It is an eel, but dresses like a squirrel. Madison Squirrel Gardens.
Talk much.
We never have much to say.
We never talk much.
We do without repartee.
We never talk much.
You ask what we do all day.
We play some records,
discuss a novel,
and we just sit around.
We never walk much.
Such crowds in the street below.
We never walk much.
And where would we want to go?
We never walk much.
'Cause walking fatigues you so.
We look at pictures.
I work a puzzle.
And we just sit around.
We've planned a lovely day. Tomorrow,
we've thought of everything. We found a canary that we can borrow.
And tomorrow we'll sit around and let it sing.
We suit each other.
We both think the same as one.
With one another.
Just staring at walls is fun.
I must tell Mother.
Her warnings were overdone.
Don't know what you do.
What is it to do?
We just sit around. We suit each other.
We both think the same as one.
With one another.
Just staring at walls is fun.
I must tell Mother.
Her warnings were overdone.
Don't know what you do.
What is it to do?
We just sit around. Sit around. Sit around.
Yeah. I read a book with words in it. I read a book with words in it. The words I didn't understand. I looked up in a dictionary. I read a book with words in it. I read a book with words in it. Words and phrases. Numbered pages. I read a book with words in it. I started with page one. I didn't flip to the end and ruin the fun of bookity book, bookity book, bookity, bookity book, 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 bookity book. Out and read it. It was fun. And I brought it back when I was done. I read a book with words in it. It was a real page turner. Pages were turned and stuff was learned. I read a book with words in it. I read a book with words in it. I have the words in my head from the book that I read. Bookity book, bookity book. Bookity book, bookity book, bookity book. Bookity book, 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 book. Bookity book, bookity book. Bookity book, bookity book.
Yeah!
Japan, where you been so long? Yeah, you so bad. Yeah, you so long. Were you so bad? Where you been so long? Yeah, you so bad, bad, bad. Yeah, too long.
Ladies and gentlemen, excellent to be here with you again today. My name is George Tirebiter. Every week I come down to the restaurant here. Thank you. Thank you. To give you a little stump speech, because I know the major presidential candidates don't come to visit you here. So, being a former vice president of the United States, well, the surrealist vice president of the United States, I feel that I can bring the stump, as it were, to the edge cliff. So I have a few remarks. Yes, I put on the old pair of track shoes that I wore back in Campoon 76. Found them in the back of my musty costume closet. They fit my feet, and I can squeeze in a lot of hot stump action now. I can imagine I'm in the race again, along with all those highly qualified vice presidential candidates elbowing each other in the Democratic pack. And, of course, I keep a respectful distance behind W, who's running ahead of the pack in the Buckingham Hunt. Very foxy of you, Mr. President. Campoon 76. Ah, that was the election year I ran with George Papoon on the Not Insane platform. And we won by a landslide. That's because the rocks were all voting for George, strata by strata. We stumped the country. That's right. We asked questions that couldn't be answered, like, is secrecy not insane? Does mentholated paper currency fight inflation? And what about whale power? Mm-hmm. Now, who spoke for the whales this past week? Oh, it was a thriller of a... Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, it wasn't a thriller of a week. Senator Kerry offered the forgettable slogan, a real deal, last week. Sounds like two muddy boots in an Iowa cornfield. Real deal, slog, slog. Real deal, slog, slog. To contrast, of course, to W's raw deal. That sounds like a Kenny Bunkport party snack to me. I don't know. Meanwhile, General, let's get organized around here. Clark found a few more guys to yell at and a few people to tell where to stand. You know, the kind of things that generals like to do in the swell of ambition after retirement. Senator Lieberman made no reference this past week to the brewing scandal about the fact that he may already be vice president, owing to an accident of Texas geography. More about that later. Since Lieberman is sort of a fourth-dimensional veep anyway, well, it might put him back in the running, considering that he's already got the advantage of almost, well, maybe being sort of elected. Oh, I got a postcard in Spanish from Hector Elizondo endorsing Dennis, I've got a little list, Kucinich, this year's Titanic candidate. Yes, he will go down with the ship, but will he take the bad guys with him? Being elected hardly matters anymore, since science has learned to make nanotransistors out of DNA. Did you read about that? Along with Wi-Fi, these advances in science promise to plug you into the me matrix anytime and anywhere you finally give in to the profound pleasure that the reiterated images of Phil Spector and Michael Jackson provide. Oh, you know, the zone-out level of self-absorbedly identifying with someone else's corporately designed media image was attained even by NPR and the New York Times last week. And who spoke for the whales? Back in Campoon 76, not insane candidate George Papoon made a few remarks after a long meeting with C.W. Bubbles Baleen, a Pacific right whale who'd recently dropped out of the race and endorsed George. George asked, "What about whale power? The elder statesman of the sea will not demand it, although human beings must. The whales, after all, chose the sea back in the good old days when you could still make a choice about how you wanted to live. I wish to restore communication with the Trans-Global Whale Network, with its many channels of gossip and information in operation around the globe. I want to find out as much as I can about the two great cetacean mysteries, the beautiful dream of whales in which time stands perfectly still and may be looked at all at once instead of in process. And whales play, a psychophysical exercise which formerly kept all who were sensible to it in a state of warm tranquility and peace, but which has gone unperformed since the H-bomb tests of 1954. Well, since the Navy wants the whales and dolphins to tune into Clear Channel's brand new super sonar, and since the whales and dolphins would rather listen to National Aquatic Radio and do those magnificent ceremonials which keep the rest of us cooking, let me declare, in the face of Senator Kerry's real deal, a whale of a deal. Vote for whales. Vote not insane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at the field.
Look at the grass.
Look at the man.
He's sitting on the grass. Look at the man.
He's sitting on the grass.
He's eating a sandwich.
It's cheese and tomato. The man is a sandwich.
His body's the cheese.
His brain's the tomato.
His legs are the bread. See him stand up.
And fall down again.
His legs made of bread.
His brain a tomato. I said a tomato.
His brain a tomato.
The pips are his thoughts.
The juice is like blood.
The juice is like blood.
Once there was a girl and she was right from the sticks. Thought she'd go out to the market one day. And hey, we should save the town. She was the toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but scads of lads would all surround a city slick or sure what hound. As she walked in the marketplace, what did she see? Crew cut and cute with a crazy goatee. What a blend. He was the end selling beans. Dressed in his jeans, what a buy. She was heard to cry, I got beans at a bargain, little girl. Won't you step right up? Cast your eyes upon my ware, you will have no other care. There'll be no other worry there if you see the crazy pair. You'll have one they've cleaned and cooked a crazy on the table. I got them fresh this very morning from the backyard and I picked them all myself. I hoped you would come along and buy one of these because, well, what I'm trying to say is they taste so good. They taste so very, very, very good. Take advantage of a bargain, come on and buy some. We got string beans, snap beans, lima beans. We got the very kind of beans that I would like to put right in your fresh burger, pretty baby. Don't you see what I mean? They are the finest beans, coolest of beans. They're the best beans that you could find in this or any other marketplace. What are you trying to prove with all your talk of beans? Yes, I know that they look crazy, but they're just beans. Only beans, they will have to go because of something you should know. That though I think the beans are great, well, you can leave them off my plate because they're not my favorite dish. Hey, let me say, I am not the guy who supposes I'll be. It's a me to you, 'cause I knew that I should be your guy. Come, baby, let me try. Once I was a drummer, straight from New York, touring the country with Wardell Gray. And hey, we could just say of the drums, he was a toast, really the most. We don't want to boast, but all the crazy chicks were down him, all the crazy bands were down him. Then one day he met the one that made his head whirl. He met and married the same little girl. What a blend. They are the end, they're real cool. House with a pool, crazy scenes blended on the beat.
I was helping at this guy's business, and I went with him to New Jersey. We flew there from California. When we got there, I said to him, there's only one thing I want from you. Take me to New York. I want to see the city. He said, tomorrow morning, we'll go. So he picked me up at 6 in the morning in Edison, New Jersey, and we crossed the bridge, and we got there, close to the Embarcadero, where they go to see the Statue of Liberty. And we parked there because he said, I want to leave my car here because it's no good to drive in the city. Take a taxi, take a subway, or walk. I said, that's great, because we can walk and I can see and take pictures and all that. I was in heaven. Oh my God, finally, New York City. He took me all over. He knows New York City like the back of his hand. The only thing we didn't see is a play on Broadway because there were no tickets. But other than that, yeah, we had a really good time. We stayed there till 6 o'clock. We went to the towers. They were still there then. So I got to go all the way up to the top. We went to Spanish Harlem. We went everywhere. We went to Central Park and we watched guys play baseball there. Then he says, I'm going to take you to a really nice Italian restaurant. So we went. It was not far from the park and he knew the guy, the owner. He was an Italian guy. He was a cook and he had an apron on and he'd come out and mingle with you. He knew I liked wine. So he said, try this one, try this one. Oh man, he said, don't order from the menu. I'm going to cook you something good. Oh my God. That's the only day I was there. But like I say, I love the city. I love to visit, but not to live there. It's too crowded for me. I know a lot of people in New York and Connecticut and upstate New York and Philadelphia.
In Manhattan, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it.